By the way, Schaumburg is located. Here's some fun facts. John Hansen joins us now on WGN Radio. Let's talk a little bit about your hometown, Schaumburg. Hey, John, here's some fun facts about the place where you went. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
28 miles northwest of the Chicago Loop, 10 miles northwest of O'Hare. As of the 2010 census, the village had a population of 74,000. In 2018, Money Magazine ranked the village of Schaumburg the best place to live in Illinois. In 2017, Money ranked Schaumburg ninth best place to live in Illinois. So they went from ninth to best. And along with Bolingbrook, this is on their Wikipedia page, Schaumburg has one of Illinois' two IKEA stores. Woot, woot. Actually,
if that isn't a selling point, I don't know what is.
That might get people to get in their car. It contains the Woodfield Mall, the 10th largest in the United States, which at times has more than 300 stores. So you were hanging around Schaumburg. Where'd you go? What'd you do?
Well, we went to a bunch of different places, kind of like a wide variety, right? Like you mentioned the mall, and of course we went to the mall to just visit. And, this is shocking. I grew up in Downers Grove, so I've been in a Chicagoland area all my life. I've never been to Woodfield Mall, which is surprising, right? I think, especially when I was a teenager and the only thing we did was hang around malls. That's all we did. I never made it up to Woodfield from Downers Grove, but it's immense. I mean, they've got everything. I spent a lot of time wandering around the parking lot, figuring out exactly how to get to Pac-Man Entertainment. But when I found it, let me tell you, John, it was worth the wait. Have you ever heard or been inside Pac-Man Entertainment?
I don't think I have. I've been to Woodfield plenty of times, but tell me about this.
Yeah, so it is a gigantic space with bowling lanes, with a full-fledged restaurant, and the best thing of all, the arcade. And this isn't just some simple arcade, although they have some of the old games you remember, Pac-Man, of course. But it has got hundreds of games spread out over this entire large facility. And I had a blast. I mean, they gave me a little card, and I got to play. We had Curtis with me as well. We played a lot. We spent a lot more time there.
You mean like arcade games, or what kind of games?
Arcade games, shoot shot, the basketball hoop.
Oh, yeah.
Racing games, interactive games. They had like a Wheel of Fortune wheel I got to spin, which was me living out a childhood dream. I mean, it was really cool. But what I was really, I think that there's places to go to play video games, or play arcade games, but this just has everything. But we also got to sample some of the food they have at the restaurant. And I'm not kidding. I'm not much of a foodie, but I will say I was really surprised that they had sushi. It was really good. Great pasta, great burgers, and it all looks really nice. And a great bowling lane with a lot of old memorabilia, old bowling trophies, bowling shirts, bowling shoes. The vibe is really cool, and the staff was great. And they've got a big party tomorrow night, actually, a Pac-Man party for their anniversary. And it's a giant space, right? So we were in there. Everyone was wearing masks, following all the social distancing rules, and you just never felt too close to anyone because it's so big.
Yeah. Woodfield is, I think, one of those malls. You go to a lot of malls these days, and they seem a little sad. They've actually spent money. They've renovated that place. It's not only, I will actually use the word vibrant. I like that it's outdoors, and I also like the fact that you can get good food in that mall. There's some very nice restaurants there, some mid-scale restaurants, too. That is a mall that is still getting it, that is still working,
The Chicago Improv, other things there, too.
Did you go to the Village Tavern?
Yes. Okay. So my favorite sorts of places are, I don't want to say divey, because divey is this broad range of bars, but, the door was really thick, right? You had to pull it on open. There was a bar that when you walk in, you can walk all the way around the bar. It's, right in the center, like a pit bar, and it just has this neighborhood feel at Village Tavern and Grill. They have these chicken fingers that are, they cannot be the size of any normal or human chicken. They're like an entire arm worth of chicken in them. And the staff is friendly. This is my pick. If you're in the Northwest suburbs, and our Blackhawks are doing pretty darn good, they are a great place to watch a game, to grab something. They're obviously doing to-go food as well, limited indoor seating. But it just felt like, I know we always make a Cheers reference, but it's one of those places where, they have a lot of regulars, the staff knows your name, and I don't know, I just got a great vibe from it, right? It's just one of those places where you go in, you feel comfortable, no putting on airs, relaxed atmosphere, really good bar food.
Village Tavern. You went to the sculpture garden?
So this is one of those places. Yes, it's a cool spot. It's called the Chicago Athenaeum International Sculpture Park. And it is just off of, I don't have the map here, I got to pull it up in a second, just off Schaumburg Road and Plum Grove. And there's like it's like one of those places where if you drove by, you would never recognize what it is. But it's a big old park. They've got the Prairie Center Culture for the Arts is right there as well. They got a little lake, too. And then scattered about on a walking tour are these really avant-garde sculptures that were placed there in the late 90s, early 2000s. They cycled through some new ones as well. I will say, with a foot and a half of the snow on the ground, which is when we went on Saturday, maybe not the best time to view it, but I'm looking at their website, shy-athenaeum.org, and it's gorgeous. I mean, if you can, you know, you can escape from, you know, what we traditionally think of city or suburban living and go on one of these walks in the spring or summer. It's really cool. It's a pretty place. I imagine now, even now that we've gotten this meltout, it looks really good. But it's just one of those things, like you start walking through these pathways and it's hard to remind yourself that, oh, yes, I'm in the middle of a major metropolitan area.
Did you go over to a Wintrust Field?
Again, yes. It looks pretty even with a foot of snow on the ground. And what I appreciate is they really carved out a nice walking pathway up to the box office, which I know isn't open yet, but I know they'll be selling those tickets soon. But yeah, I don't know. Something about just being near a baseball field. You know, I live near Wrigley, John. I know you somewhat do, too. And, you know, even just taking a lap around the ballpark makes me feel warmer, makes me feel like spring will actually get here at some point. And that's sort of the vibe I got, too. It's a great facility, obviously. Tons of parking available. It's just off 390, so really easy to get to and fro, which I think is pretty nice. And then, obviously, you know, after a year of missing live baseball, at least I didn't get to see any, what a great option. And, you know, it's got the whole setup. I was watching some of their videos they do for games. Obviously, a great entertainment crew, fun stuff they do. Obviously, they'll be following all the COVID rules, wherever they, whatever they are, come late May. But yeah, just a great option. I think like what we did when we spent the Saturday there, just a few hours. Obviously, there was no game going on, and you know, it just shows you that you can kind of park yourself anywhere within. I mean, all these places are within a 5 or 6 minute drive of each other. And, you know, you could spend an entire day.
I think they're going to have a good year, too. And I don't know about the quality of the baseball on the field. I mean, I'm sure it'll be swell. I just don't know what kind of team they're going to have. But I think as an entertainment option, the Boomers are going to be an interesting and I think and a pretty good option this year. They played baseball there last year. They're going to play baseball again this year. And maybe people are just going to want to put their toe in the water before they go to Wrigley Field, right? But this has all of the big league feel. It's a beautiful little stadium there, but you know it's not 45,000 people or 40,000 people or 35,000 people that are packed in, and it's baseball and it's very affordable too. So I'll bet you we're going to talk to the manager of the team a little later on, but I'll bet he will share my optimism for this as an entertainment option. You know,
and without like the packed concourses, right? Like I think that's the benefit of some of these smaller stadiums. You know, you can space out in the seats, but also, you know, you're not going through this concourse, like you said, with 40,000 other people.
I took the roof off of Woodfield Mall. A couple of you said, "Nah, that's an indoor mall, John." Thank you very much. I was confusing the airiness of a different mall with that one, but.
Well, you can walk outside the perimeter. I mean, you can make it an outdoor mall if you want, John.
It is gigantic, I will say that. Okay, so that was anything else before I let you go, John Hansen?
Well, I will say again that Pac-Man Entertainment, I was blown away. And I know I mentioned it already, but they got a party tomorrow night.
Yeah, what are you, 12? I mean, this is
I'm not even a video game person, but I can eat my sushi. I don't have any kids either. But if I did, I would let them loose, John. Let them do that and let them go play with their masks on while I eat some good sushi and watch other people have fun.
That's our John Hansen, who's somewhere between 12 and 60 years old and spent some time with did Curtis Coco with you? Is that who you were out there with?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's why we were stuck there for a while, because Curtis could not play in the game. That's the real reason.
He produces my Sunday Standards show, and you are in good company with that young man. Well, I'm glad you had a nice time out there, John.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.